New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 173. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. How was your Christmas? Ours at the Webb household was great. We started off with Christmas Eve service at church, after which much of the extended family gathered at my mother-in-law's house for dinner and a gift exchange, which is a family tradition and it's always fun. Christmas morning was nice and relaxing. The only one of our kids that's still at home is our youngest son, Timothy, who's going off to college this coming weekend. As a matter of fact, it was Christmas morning when he got the email telling him that he'd been accepted. So my wife, the lovely lady Leanne, who loves being a mom, was just a bit heartbroken to get the news on Christmas morning that we would soon be empty nesters. We are, of course, glad that Tim is growing up, but still, that's how it is. Well, I better get to the reading for the day, don't you think? This week we're reading from the New Living Translation, and today we'll read Psalms 90, 91, and 92. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 90. Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are God. You turned people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." For you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to 80. But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us, your servants, see you work again. Let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Psalms chapter 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, those evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, "I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation." Psalms chapter 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you've done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon, for they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." May God bless the reading of his word. Psalm 90 was written by Moses. Though it's only 17 verses, I think it sums up his entire experience with God. Psalm 91 is a great one to read when you're feeling afraid. Verse 2 says, in part, "He alone is my refuge, my place of safety." Let's face it, all of us feel afraid from time to time. Remember Psalm 91 next time you're fearful. Psalm 92 is a song to be sung on the Sabbath day, according to the heading in the New Living Translation, but it's actually a good song to sing every day. It's hard to read this one without feeling a sense of joy and worship. It begins, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High." I've discovered that when I do this, when I give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to Him, I can't help but be overwhelmed by the feeling that God is pleased with my praises. What a great way to start each day. I highly recommend it. This week, despite the fact that New Year's Day is this Thursday, we're going to stay on our Monday through Friday schedule, despite the fact that New Year's Eve is the 25th anniversary of Leanne and I joining our lives together in marriage. My plan is to pre-record the episode for that day, so don't worry, I'm not going to be getting in trouble with the lovely lady Leanne. And also, Thursday and Friday shows will be pre-recorded. The reason being that New Year's Day is pretty much a day of watching bowl games, and Friday will most likely be on the way to Phoenix to take Tim to school. I'll schedule the episodes to go live at about 10 p.m. Pacific time the night before so that those of you in Europe will have it for your morning listening. Tomorrow our reading will be from Joshua. I hope to see you then. Have a great day, and may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.